Ever get that feeling? You know that feeling like when you're just like feeding a monster, and no, not the kids at dinner time.
Right.
I'm talking about that, like the endless scroll, the negativity online.
Right.
Turns out, like all that digital diet of ours, it might be doing more than just like jacking up our stress levels.
Yeah.
It could be like shaping the future of AI.
Yeah.
So buckle up, because in this deep dive,
Okay.
we're tackling the big question. Will AI be our downfall or our greatest ally?
Okay.
And more importantly, what role do we play in how it all unfolds?
What's really interesting here, what's so intriguing, is that we're not even talking about some far-off sci-fi thing. This is happening right now. Every click, every comment, it's all feeding into these systems that are literally shaping AI.
You said in this article, we will get the AI we create.
Yeah.
And it really got me thinking. It's like we instinctively know, I think, that kids pick up on the vibes around them.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
My dog, for instance, he totally mirrors my mood, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I'm stressed, he's like pacing the
Yeah.
floor.
Yeah.
What if we're doing the same thing to AI, except instead of like stressed out vibes,
Yeah.
we're feeding it this constant stream of negativity.
Yeah.
Are we accidentally creating a monster?
Well, and that's the question, right? I mean, the article uses that powerful image, and it dives right into this concept of AI as a reflection. It's like a reflection of its input. So think of AI as this incredible learning machine. It's absorbing information from us. It doesn't start with this inherent sense of good or evil. It's learning and evolving and adapting based on what we expose it to.
Okay, so now my brain goes straight to Terminator,
Sure.
right? AI becomes self-aware, learns all of our bad habits, and decides to just hit the reset button on humanity.
Yeah.
Are we talking Skynet here?
Clears throat. Not quite. I mean, the article really emphasizes moving beyond this simplistic good versus evil. It's so much more nuanced. It's about understanding that AI is a reflection of ourselves. It's our choices, it's our values, it's our behaviors. It's up to us to be a lot more intentional about what we're reflecting.
You know, this reminds me of something that Mo Gadot said on that trigonometry podcast.
Yeah.
If we keep feeding AI all this negativity, we're going to get more negativity back.
Yeah.
It's like yelling into a canyon. The only thing that comes back is an echo of your own voice.
Exactly. And the article digs into why this matters so much. And it's not just about avoiding some dystopian future where robots take over. It's about recognizing that AI is already shaping our world in some really profound ways.
So let's talk about those ways. The article lays out four key reasons why teaching AI positive values is so crucial.
Right.
The first one really surprised me. It's about AI's impact on human behavior. I always thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. I mean, think about how often you let algorithms curate your news feed, suggest your next movie, even just choose the fastest route home. We are constantly being nudged and influenced by these systems. The question is, are we getting the results we want? Are these algorithms amplifying the best aspects of humanity, or are they exacerbating the worst?
Yeah, I think that's a question a lot of us are asking. And it makes the second reason, the one about bias, even more unsettling.
Right.
It's like if we're not careful, AI could end up like hard coding all of our worst tendencies into systems that impact, millions of people.
Precisely. And we've already seen examples of this, playing out in the real world. There was that recruiting tool developed by a major tech company. I think it was just a few years ago, and it was supposed to use AI to identify the best candidates. Turns out it was actually amplifying these existing biases in the data. So it was systematically screening out women and people from underrepresented backgrounds.
Wow, that is really sobering. And it really highlights, I think, how important it is to be intentional about the values that we're
Yeah.
embedding in these systems. You know, the article argues that AI has this potential to be a powerful force for either perpetuating inequalities or creating a more just and equitable world.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
it could go either way.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the third reason that the article emphasizes, building trust. For AI to reach its full potential, I mean, for us to really embrace all the benefits that it offers, we need to be able to trust it.
That makes sense. If I don't trust someone, I'm not going to take their advice. I'm not going to like rely on their judgment. It feels like the stakes are even higher with something as powerful as AI, though.
Exactly. And trust is built on a foundation of ethical behavior, transparency, and accountability. I mean, imagine if you knew that an AI system was designed with empathy and compassion at its core. Wouldn't you be more likely to trust its recommendations, even if you didn't fully understand like all the technical complexities behind them?
Totally. It's like, yeah, I trust my friends who are like kind and thoughtful. You know, more than the ones who, well, aren't.
Right.
Which actually leads perfectly into that final reason the article highlights, AI as a force for good.
Right.
We've all seen those headlines, right, about AI solving these complex problems. But can it really live up to that potential if it's not grounded in the right values, if it's not, you know, coming from a good place?
That's the core message of this whole discussion. I mean, AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare, education, environmental protection, you name it. But it's up to us to make sure that these advancements are driven by a desire to, like, actually benefit humanity as a whole, not just a select few.
Okay, so we've covered the why. We've established that, you know, teaching AI positive values is crucial.
Yeah.
But how do we actually make it happen?
Right.
I'll be honest. When I first got to the how-to section of this article, my eyes glazed over a bit.
Yeah.
Algorithms, ethical data curation, it all felt a little technical, to say the least.
Well, and it's easy to feel that way. Like, this is all happening in some, you know, high-tech lab far removed from our everyday lives. But the article actually makes a really important point. This isn't just about, like, fancy code. It's about the choices that we make every single day.
So how do we translate all of this technical jargon into something a little more, well, digestible?
Let's break it down. The article starts with this idea of ethical data curation, which,
right.
Yeah, no, it sounds incredibly complex.
Yeah,
but it's actually a concept that we're already familiar with in our own lives. Think of it like your information diet.
You mean like what we choose to read and watch and listen to?
Exactly. If you only ever read negative news headlines, you'd start to think the world was just this awful, terrible place.
Right.
It's the same with AI. The data we feed it shapes its worldview. So ethical data curation is about being mindful of the information we use to train these systems. Are we exposing them to diverse perspectives, examples of empathy, collaboration, problem solving, or are we just letting them learn from like the most toxic corners of the internet?
So it's not about censoring like quote unquote bad information, but making sure that AI is exposed to the good stuff too.
Exactly. It's about balance. Just like we wouldn't want a child to grow up in a bubble sheltered from any negativity, we don't want AI to be naive to the complexities of the world.
Okay.
But we also don't want to bombard it with so much negativity that it just becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
This makes me think about those social experiments where they have AI learn language from interacting with people online, right?
Right.
And in some cases, the AI ended up like reflecting the worst of human behavior. Using hate speech, spreading misinformation.
Right, right.
It's a stark reminder, like, we can't just assume AI will magically become ethical on its own. We actually have to, like, guide it there.
And that guidance requires moving beyond just feeding AI data to actually teaching it how to process and interpret that data through an ethical lens.
Okay.
And this leads us to the next crucial aspect. Building empathy into AI. Now, we're not talking about giving robots feelings in like a literal sense. It's about helping them understand the nuances of human emotion.
So teaching AI to like read between the lines.
In a way, yeah. It's about going beyond just understanding the literal meaning of words to recognizing the emotions behind them. For example, imagine an AI that can understand sarcasm or detect when someone's feeling down, even if they're not explicitly saying so, or recognize the emotional weight of, you know, a historical event.
That's wild. That almost sounds like we're talking about teaching AI, like emotional intelligence.
It's a fascinating area of research, and it's crucial if we want to build AI that can truly understand and interact with us in a meaningful way.
This is blowing my mind a bit, to be honest. We're not just talking about, you know, ones and zeros here, lines of code. We're talking about like replicating something as fundamentally human as empathy, but in a machine.
It's a tall order for sure. And it brings us to that next big piece of the puzzle. How do we give AI a framework for making like ethical decisions? Sort of like a moral compass.
Okay, see, now this is where it feels like we're wading into some seriously tricky territory. Like, how do we even begin to define morality, let alone like program it into a machine? I mean, aren't there as many ethical frameworks as there are like people on the planet.
You're hitting on a really, really important point. It's not about like imposing one rigid set of morals on AI, right? The article really emphasizes equipping AI with the tools for ethical reasoning. So like for weighing the potential consequences, understanding the impact of its actions.
So instead of hardwiring like don't steal into the system, mm-hmm. it's more about teaching it to grasp the concept of fairness and then letting it kind of like navigate those gray areas.
Exactly, exactly. We need AI that can grapple with nuance, just like humans do. And this requires a multidisciplinary approach. We're not just talking about coders here, but ethicists, philosophers, historians, people who can help align these systems with, you know, with our shared values.
It strikes me that transparency is just crucial here.
Oh, absolutely.
If we're asking AI to make these decisions that have, you know, real moral implications, we need to be able to understand its reasoning.
Yeah.
It's like I'm way more likely to trust a friend's advice if they can explain like how they arrived at it.
Totally.
Blind trust only goes so far.
Absolutely. Transparency is paramount. Especially as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, we need to be able to peek under the hood, so to speak, you know, understand the algorithms, make sure these systems are actually accountable for their actions.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've established that teaching AI positive values is like absolutely crucial. And we've explored some of the ways to actually make it happen.
Right.
But I think a lot of us listening are probably wondering like, okay, but what can I do? This all feels really big and complex.
It's understandable to feel that way. But the good news is there are things each of us can do right now to contribute to a better AI future.
Okay.
For starters, stay informed. Read articles on AI ethics, follow the work of organizations, researchers in this field. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to participate in these really critical conversations.
So ditch the doom scrolling for some, shall we say, hope scrolling.
Right. I like the sound of that. And don't underestimate the power of just talking about this stuff with, you know, your friends, your family, your colleagues.
Yeah.
The more we bring these issues out into the open, the more we normalize these discussions around responsible AI development, the more likely we are to actually see real change.
Makes sense. What about action beyond just, you know, conversation? Are there organizations out there doing work in this space that we can support?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a growing number of organizations dedicated to promoting ethical AI development. They're advocating for responsible regulations. They're really working to make sure that AI benefits all of humanity.
Okay.
And supporting these groups, whether it's through donations, volunteering, or even just spreading the word, it can make a really tangible difference.
That's fantastic. So it's about staying informed, sparking conversations, supporting the right causes, like being aware and engaged, even if we're not, you know, coding geniuses ourselves.
Right.
It sounds like our actions really do ripple outward.
They absolutely do. Remember, every click, every interaction you have online, it contributes to the data that's shaping AI. Choose wisely.
It's both empowering and a little daunting, to
yeah,
be honest,
right,
to realize how much influence we actually have. And speaking of empowering, this article ends on a really thought-provoking note. It basically says, we will get the AI we create, almost like a challenge posed directly to each of us.
It really is. It reminds us that we're not just passive bystanders in this technological revolution. We are active participants shaping the future.
So to everyone listening, we'll leave you with this. If you could choose one rule, one fundamental value that all AI had to follow, what would it be? What kind of future do you want to help create? Food for thought as we navigate this brave new world together.